Greetings and welcome in the tent with the Frenchman. And welcome to an episode that won't be positive. And yet, I had an absolutely perfect day of hiking. I hiked from Gouret to Gabas, passing by La Ourcade, which is one of the high points of the GR10. The weather was absolutely fantastic. No cloud in the sky. The sun was just warming me as the air was cold, so it was a perfect temperature. And the ground was dry, so there was no problem of slipping or anything. It was a perfect day of hiking. And the road was really like easy, going up and down, quite straightforward. Nothing to complain about. And yet, I hated it. I absolutely hated it. It's not really that I hated it. It's mostly like I was bored. Bored out of my mind. Oh my God, was I bored. The way up was okay. I had a lot of energy. It was beautiful. Nothing. And starting to go down, it was actually my favorite kind of trail at some point. It was just this kind of side hill trail. Really my favorite kind. Really my favorite kind. And as I was walking it, I was so insanely bored. Everything that I was seeing was just the same. There is something kind of taboo. There is something kind of forbidden. Is to not be impressed by nature. In the mind of a lot of people, mostly people living in the cities, nature is some kind of magical place where everything is amazing and you get your strength from it, and there is this kind of beauty in nature that is unparalleled because it's nature. It's kind of sacred. Nature becomes sacred. And whatever you have to say, that it's not something like, oh my God, nature is amazing, it makes you feel small and insignificant, but it's so amazing, oh my God, it's so pretty and perfect, and oh, I feel so good in nature, I'm really... It's kind of a bad thing. But yet, there is a thing in video games, I'm going to talk about another subject that I really like, but I never mention in here. There is a thing called randomly computer generated. So when you have a game with a huge world and the developers don't want to create all of the trees one by one, all of the path one by one, they let the computer do it. And it will place randomly rocks, trees, stuff. And with that, you can create gigantic worlds without a lot of effort. You just have to program the algorithm, and then after that it does it for you. You just check it's okay, and basically it's more complicated than that. Basically, you create a big, big world. And as a player, whenever you are in those kind of randomly generated environments, it's not so interesting because it's kind of always the same. You see the pattern, but it's not very enjoyable. And sadly, that's a little bit how I feel now. I think it's been too long in the same chain of mountains, the Pyrenees, that I absolutely love, and I feel like a Pyrenean myself, especially from Sanary and Toulouse. But walking today felt like walking in a randomly generated place. Sure, if you're a biologist or a geologist, you would contradict me and say, no, if this rock is there, it's because of that, and you can actually see that, blah, blah, blah. And if you're a geologist, no, this tree would not, oh my God, can you imagine this flower is there and this thing is there? And you can be amazed by all of that, probably. But to me, I don't have all of this knowledge, and it felt just going in randomly generated places. That's why I love when man and nature coexist. I love when I see a cabin in the middle of the mountain. I love when I see a small road. I love to see how the two can coexist. And just nature, by now, it's just boring. And I'm pretty sure that if I had done this hike today as a one-day hike, just a day hike, I would have been blown away by the beauty and so excited at how nice it was to hike it. But today, I was insanely bored. It was just another call. It was just another road down, up, down, up, down. Another lake, another river, another... That's too much. I'm really looking forward to end this. Today I felt it. Okay, I might be emotional as well because today is the eve of my birthday. In a few hours I will be turning 34. And I have quite a huge attachment to my birthday. To me it's something very important. And it will be the literal first time in my life that I'm alone for my birthday. I will be hiking tomorrow because I want to go to a city to try and find a place to have food. A village, at least. And probably, and I will hope for a room. I would like to have a bed for my birthday. But it will be very far and very complicated. So I'm not sure I'm going to make it. But anyway, that's besides the point. Today, when I arrived after this very boring day, I arrived in a little village called Gabas, where there is absolutely nothing. All the hotels and everything have closed. There is just one épicerie, a small shop where I could buy some stuff, and it was very nice. What saved this day is, again, the kindness of a stranger that you don't find really in nature, you always find in hubs. And that was this guy who knew about the Hexatrek, Laurent, a hiker who is staying here for a week, and he recognized me, we talked, and he took out the pastis. This is a local alcohol. And we had an aperitif with another hiker that I meet all the time, and a cyclist passed by. And while we were having the pastis, we had several glasses. Then the shepherds passed on the street, so it was like a normal road, and they are taking the sheep down the mountain. So the shepherds passed with tons of sheep that were invading the road. It was a mesmerizing sight, and a very good moment. And then he drove me at the beginning of the trail again. So that was a very nice moment, very nice thing to do, and it really saved my day. But today was hard. I hope tomorrow I will get some more excitement back, but I had to listen to music. I never do it. I always walk normally, but I had to listen to music to not be bored out of my mind. Anyway, I wish you all a very happy aperitif, little glass of alcohol you drink before lunch or dinner, eating anyway. Very good aperitif and a very good night. Cheers.